الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من لم يشكر الناس لم يشكر الله. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We must make shukr to Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. He blessed us with our life. He made us Muslims. He gave us Iman. He gave us this month of Ramadan. He gave us, for many of us, this i'tikaf. He brought us here, this environment. And this environment, as I think Maulana Musa explained this afternoon, that it isn't any individuals, but it is the whole majma, the ibadah that we make, etc., the sacrifice at night. So what that environment is created. And but that is also only from Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala. So we must make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Ramzan started for many people. My health condition, etc., very worried whether I'll be able to keep Rosa or not, whatever. Many things, other things. But here we are at the end of Ramadan already. Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has been kind, blessed us with 20 rakats extra. If a person thinks logically, after keeping Rosa, getting up for Seri, keeping Rosa whole day, Isha should be made maaf day. Because you made lot, but Allah Ta'ala put 20 more rakat, which really is 40 more sajdas, which really is, Allah give us that sajda, that closeness to Allah Ta'ala. How when a person wants to be close with somebody that he really loves, a mother loves her baby, puts her, hugs the baby, puts a shawl, it's only me and you, nobody else, it's only me and you. Like that, Allah give us that 40 extra sajdas Allah gave us. And that is for everyone. And then, mashallah, those people who carried on at night, whatever tawfiq Allah Ta'ala gave. Anyway, it was a great, great month that Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. No one knows whether we will finish this month also and we get another Ramadan. May Allah bless us. So whatever we did, as mashallah the dua Maulana made, that we make shukr to Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala for all this. And we, what our taqseerat, wherever we were, we fell short, we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us for that. And really everyone, in actual fact, did fall short. Nobody could be perfect. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. And as Buzurg, it is said that 6 months after about half the year, they used to cry that we didn't spend our Ramadan correctly. And the next half of the year, they should prepare for the next Ramadan to try and do it more better. And if a person works in that way, we can well imagine how every Ramadan will just be improving all the time. And fortunate is the person who gets one Laylatul Qadr. And what about those people who get 10, 20, 30 Laylatul Qadr? Allah Ta'ala, in His infinite mercy, bless us with that. So we make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And Ramadan was a month that was filled with the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. Like you have a very special da'wat. Once we were invited by some friends in Harare, and for breakfast, he had 28 items. 20 for breakfast. One was Hadrat Shaykhul Hadith, Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when Hadrat also reached his old age, people in Medina Sharif, people of all nationalities lived there. And all their own, in their country, their speciality, they should send to Hadrat. So there were so many dishes there. And iftari time, Hadrat just looked at it and told them to take it away. Now, Hadrat used to say commonly, jab muh mein daant the, when we had teeth in the mouth, or pet mein aant, and our stomachs were working properly to digest the food, to kuch nahi milta tha. Then we shouldn't get anything. अब ना तो मुंह में दांत रहे और ना पेट में आंत, एंड नाउ एवरीथिंग कम्स. सो एनीवे, सो इफ यू हैव एंड अबाउट दिस हरारी ब्रदर्स, दे वर सो पुअर व्हेन दे वर स्टडिंग, दैट ब्रदर हु मेड आवर दावत, दैट व्हेन ही वर स्टडिंग हिज मदर यूज्ड टू डिश आउट एंड से डोंट आस्क फॉर मोर, देयर इजंट मोर, दैट इज जस्ट व्हाट. बट देन अल्लाह गेव हिम सो मच दैट जस्ट फॉर ब्रेकफास्ट 28 items, and one is sometimes you can't taste everything, but this you couldn't see everything also. So much there was. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, He gives like that. So in Ramadan, Allah's ni'mats, spiritual ni'mats, were much more than this. And it was open for everyone. And all of us, how much we could take, Allah Ta'ala, accept, Allah forgive us for all our shortcomings, and Allah Ta'ala make it. So every, our whole life, every moment is valuable. Ramadan is even more. And then the last Ashara, even more. And the greatest night of the year, Laylatul Qadr, also comes in this last Ashara. So even tonight, we should see what we can do. It's an odd night. We shouldn't spend it in complete ghaflat or in ghaflat. We should try in whatever. Don't think that Laylatul Qadr is gone past. We don't know for sure. Though fortunate are those who experience it and know that Laylatul Qadr, whether it has come or it hasn't come. So anyway, so Allah, so all the spiritual dastarkhan Allah had laid out. Together with all this, we have to make shukr to people. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ النَّاسِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ اللَّهِ. Who does not make shukr to people cannot make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. We must learn to make shukr to people also. Then only is the can we fulfill and make shukr to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So mashallah, all the brothers who came from how far, far and wide. And then I personally expected that they did not keep roza, 30-hour journey. And they did not keep roza, but they kept the roza. Mashallah. One brother who left here, Ali, he said that he had a 10-hour flight. And he had about a certain number of Jews, Ajza, Suparas, left to complete his khatam. So he says, now I've got an ideal time that I can complete it. Otherwise, usually my person's mind doesn't work in that way. So to make fertile, to make valuable this time that Allah has given. So brothers who have come from far, and then they came, and after a long journey, a person is tired. And sleep in the plane is every now and then an announcement or something or the other. Like for example, in a hospital it is said that what is the work of a nurse? That when you are fast asleep, she comes in, wake you up to give you a sleeping tablet. So in the aeroplane, that sleep also is just like that. And then when you come here, and also, there are so many brothers who made their sacrifices, who previously also we saw that when they go in Jamaat, when you see their house, what a palace they have got. And when you see them living in the Jamaat, some brothers have come in Jamaat from Malawi. And we know them, their house, what type of a house they live in. And here they were in the 2 and 3, the squatter camps here, where there isn't a toilet, proper toilet also, no bathroom also. If you have to bath, you bath in the wuzukhana. And what wuzukhana? Not like our wuzukhana. What kind of a wuzukhana? So there are many brothers here also who live, who Allah has given them, and mashallah. But here they are living, no ensuite, toilet, with the bedroom or anything. And they are living, and they mashallah happy. So this is also a great ni'mat, and it is only by the fazl of Allah Ta'ala. So brothers have come, and people did experience some ups and downs. Everyone experienced it. You usually ask forgiveness for anyone who experienced any inconvenience in any way from anyone. Please make us all maaf. And then those that stayed nicely, mashallah, those brothers who are on khidmat, and they prepared the food for Sehri. It's not easy Sehri time. Many years ago, I remember, I asked the one brother who is to, and about 2 hours before she retired, he's here already, preparing the tea and all, everything, setting the dastarkhan. How much sacrifice? We will go down and everything is ready. We just sit down, tea is there, or we complain, this is not right, that is not right. But they make so many sacrifices. So Allah reward everyone also, all those who are in khidmat, those who made all these sacrifices also. And so inshallah we go and we encourage brothers to live a proper life. Hopefully we all have benefited. And we realize the value of time and this this last ashara and how valuable it is. Laylatul Qadr especially, and as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah has explained, that it is for a good reason that we haven't been informed which is the specific night. So many brothers tried on many nights to make the ibadah that might possibly, this is the Laylatul Qadr. So Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala accept from everyone. And what else? Some shukr of all the brothers who made everyone, Maulana Musa says nothing, shaking his head, but Maulana Musa is on the ball all the time, everywhere. Allah Ta'ala reward and accept it, and Allah give the full returns. And whatever is, who can really make shukr? We try, but we can't. So wherever we have even faltered, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us. And not may, definitely we are faltering. And of course, those brothers also, who open their heart and they sponsor the whole, all the expenses. May Allah reward them also tremendously. And what they are gaining, mashallah. And also there are brothers who send iftari, for example, to the remote villages in the African countries where those people don't see. One brother explained to me, he went there personally, Burundi, where for iftari time, the water that runs in the gullies, they drink that at iftari time. They don't, for us, we have bottled water and all, whatever we can think of. But that is what they have. They haven't got one pair of clothes that can cover their body properly. So there are plenty of people like that. And mashallah, those who consider those people, the same brother who read so much Quran Sharif, they are working in Egypt with the people who have come from Gaza, the refugees of Gaza, and have come here and they got nothing there. They're running maktabs for them, hifz classes for them, and they are feeding them, seeing to them, secular, some necessary education, that all, everything they are doing for them. So mashallah, there are all these opportunities also. So Allah give us all tawfiq to partake in all this. And usually at this time we make a dua, try and make a dua for everyone. So today also now, till about 4:15, we engage in dua. Ask Muhammad to make dua for us. And then after that, engage in our own duas till the iftari time, inshallah. Duas, a dua mukhul ibadah. Dua is the very crux, the marrow. Like the bone itself is not the important thing, but the marrow in the bone. All, we don't know what and what things are kept there. Allah save us all, but little deficiency in any way, in the leg, in the arm, it causes a lot of problems. So dua is the main thing. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us and left it. Everyone can make dua. And if you haven't got words to speak, from your heart you can make. So Allah Ta'ala bless us. So let us engage in du'as now. And after that we make our own du'as also. And may Allah accept from everyone. And may Allah make it solid in our na'mah a'mal. And that it stays there right through forever and ever, inshallah. May Allah give us tawfiq. All ni'mat are only from Allah. And as Maulana Musa explained, that Hazrat Shaykh told, it is everyone who creates it. It looks like something like somebody, but it is only from Allah, and we make shukr to Allah. And Allah, may Allah accept from us, may Allah forgive us all our shortcomings, and our shortcomings are definitely much more. We got nothing really to our credit. It's only our shortcomings. And may Allah reward Hafiz Saleh for all, on behalf of all, inshallah, Allah accept from everyone.